Nesugim Sachim Dav Kuf Yates, when the Gemara tells us Sein Maftir Nachra Pesach Afikom, and Rashi describes the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah in the role of the Afikom. Rashi writes that Kazayis Achron that one eats toward the end of the Seder, that is the matzah which is consumed L'Shem Chova. That is the obligation of matzah. And what about the Kazayis Rishon that a person eats significantly earlier? There you find two different girsos in Rashi, either Hoil Ve or Afal Pi She'ena Bolachova. Either it is or it is not considered to be the Shem Chova. Well, the Afikom in Rashi writes, that is the Shem Chova's Matzah. The Kazayis Rishon, the two different girsos in Rashi, what exactly is that purpose? Because what is it that Rashi is troubled by if indeed the matzah which is l'shem chove is the afikomen? In such a case, why is it that the bracha is recited earlier? We don't wait until then to recite the bracha of alachilas matzah. That is recited prior to the kazayis rishon. Why exactly is that true? So Rashi cites the Gemara a little bit earlier, Kuf Yudalid, Rav Chista, that la'achar shemile kreso, hey chozum avarech. After literally you have eaten, you've already filled your stomach, how at that point can you go ahead and recite a bracha? What exactly is the context of that statement of Rav Chista, the Gemara Daf Kuf Yadalid, a critically important sugya, mitzvah srichos kavana, discusses the following. What happens if a person is about to begin with karpas, and all of a sudden he realizes he doesn't have something separate to use for the karpas? The only candidate for karpas is the maror. So he's going to eat the maror now. If that really is the case, so what do you do when it comes to the bracha? So Rav Huna says, just simply follow what it says in the Haggadah. Make a bracha of bari pri adama, but don't make the bracha of alachilas maror. Maror we're going to be fulfilling later in the Seder, a couple hours from now. So therefore, Rav Huna says the following. It's true, you're eating the maror right now, but you're doing so for the purpose of karpas. Make the bracha of bari pri adama, but later in the Seder, we'll make the bracha when we fulfill the mitzvah of maror. And that's what Rav Chista objects and says, how can you possibly do so? Lachar shemilei kreisa hechozer mavarech. You're eating the maror now, and you're going to recite the bracha of alachilas maror later? So that certainly is not considered to be an option at all. And therefore, under this unusual circumstance, that you don't have something separate for karpas, you're going to be using the maror now, and you will make both brachas. So that's the chiddush of Rav Chista. You know, Tosus even describes in Psachim Rav Kuf Tezvav that maybe, after all, that this is a central reason for having karpas right now. Tosus writes, now a stunning chiddush, Rav Yosef Tuvelem, you know what, that why exactly is it that when we eat the maror, we don't make a bracha of bari pri adama? That's Tosus' kasha. Why exactly is that true? Maybe one could argue as follows, that you're eating the maror, yeah, but just moments ago, you made a bracha of hamotzi, and hamotzi covers everything which is bari machmas asuda. So the hamotzi is going to cover all subsequent achila, and that includes the maror as well. Oh, so one day in Tosus, very simply, you don't make a bracha of bari pri adama on the maror because it's covered by the hamotzi. Okay? You know why that's considered to be somewhat of a chiddush? Is because the achilas maror at this point in time is highly unusual. Highly unusual. Is it clear that that is called dvarim habayim machmas asuda? Things that a person typically has in the framework, in the context of the meal, that is covered by hamotzi. Now, all of a sudden, a person is hamotzi, yes, and now you're having maror. Oh, so Tosus questions, maybe that is not included in hamotzi. Why would it be included in hamotzi? Oh, there are two possibilities. The Tosus Amsachim, the Tosus Ambrachos. The Tosus Amsachim writes because Yerakos or Garotve, after all, it's not so unusual after you wash to have an appetizer, to have a salad, and to have vegetables at this time. Tosus Ambrachos write the following chiddush, that unusual. What do you mean? That Rachmana Kaveh Chalva? That's the mitzvah salayla. Part of the definition of the Suda salayla is Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Of course, Marer is called Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda, because that is part of the Chovas Hayom. Oh, so one day in Tosus says, don't make a bracha Bar Pi Adam on the Marer, because after all, that is called Machmas Asuda. Either because, practically speaking, that's Machmas Asuda, or Lahaloch, it's Machmas Asuda. The second day in Tosus, the Yovtiv Tolem writes that that's not true, and therefore it's not included in the Hamotzi. Okay. If it's not included in the Hamotzi, so make a bracha, Bar Pri Adama. So such a chiddush of Yosei Tevelim writes, that's problematic. That's problematic. Why is that a problem? Oh, because the Gemara tells us that, you know, that inos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos, enom and shtei kedushas al kos echad, isn't there a problem of performing two different mitzvos on a single chavdush o mitzvah? So you know what? If I'm in a situation, unusual, no? I'm having a Siddur Shabbos, I'm about to bench Shabbos, I didn't make Kiddush. Oh, so the Gemara says, you know what, you can make Kiddush now, but use two different kosos. Don't use the same kosher Birchas HaMazon as you're going to use for Kiddush. Einos mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. What about the Gemara says, Yak Nahaz, Kiddush and Havdalah? Oh, the Gemara says, no. Yak Nahaz is not considered to be two different mitzvos, and therefore one can use a similar kos. Today isn't also Sheva Brachos, benching and the Sheva Brachos? Is that like Yak Nahaz one kos? Is that separate? Ooh, today isn't also our practices, we use two different kosos. Enos and mitzvos kavilos kavilos. Rabbi Yosef Tevelim writes a stunning chiddush. A stunning chiddush. That just like a person cannot perform two different mitzvos on one cheftisho mitzvah, on one kos, you ready for this? You cannot recite two different brachos on one cheftisho. You can't recite two different brachos on our chevtsa. Wow, that's the sheet of Yosei Tevelim. So you know what? We're about to eat the maror, and don't we have to make two different brachos? A bracha of Borei Pri Adama and a bracha of Alachilas Maror. Alachilas Maror, of course, and Borei Pri Adama, because Rabbi Yosei Tom's sheet is, that's not covered by the Hamotzi. But you can't make two brachos, because making two brachos on one chevtsa shel mitzvah is a problem of enos and mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. So how do you solve that problem? You know how we solve that problem, Yosei Tevelim? V'lama karpas voin lehotzias achazeres. Karpas. Karpas solves that problem. We have karpas earlier in the Seder, and on that we recite the bracha of Borei Pri Adama. And Rabbi Yosei Tevelim, when you recite that bracha of Borei Pri Adama, you're having in mind to cover the maror as well, and therefore you have one bracha on karpas. Wow. And you have one bracha on the maror. That's the solution to the problem of chavilos. That's pretty stunning. No, not for today's shir, but take a look at the Tosus. Take a look at Tosus and brachos and the flamites. And what did you do 5 minutes ago? When it came to matzah, you made two different brachos on matzah. Oh, that's a real Yosei Tevelim. Not really. You know what? You don't have one matzah. You have multiple matzahs. And one bracha hamotzi is going to be chal on one, and Alachias Matzah is going to be chal on the other. And Tosus and Brachos adds, and what about Kiddush? Don't you have two different brachos on Kiddush on a single kos? A bracha Bar Pi Gafen and a bracha on Kedusha Sayom. What exactly is the sheet of Yosei Tevelim? When is it and when is it not the problem of chavilos chavilos? Wow. So if Yosei Tevelim writes, the starting point is we want to split the brachos. That's exactly what we do with the Seder, Karpas Morah. But let's assume in this unusual case where you don't have something for karpas. You don't have something for karpas. Oh, so Rav Huna says that, you know what? You eat the maror at the beginning of the Seder of Borei Pri Adama, and you eat the maror later at the Seder of Alachilas Maror, and that's Rav Chista says, how can that be? Lachau shemide kreso hechozer mavarech. How can you go ahead and recite the brach of Alachilas Maror hours later when you use the maror for karpas? So you have no choice but to recite both brachos. Aye, that's a problem, according to Yosei Tevelim. Yeah, it's a problem we try to solve, but if you can't solve it, because you don't have another min for karpas, you know what? Make two brachos on the maror right here and now. Wow, that's the shita of Rav Chista. Lachar shemide kreich lechozer mavarech. So that's a phrase of that sugya, and kuf yadal mabeis, kuf tesvav, mar aleph, when it comes to that unusual case. Oh, Rashi writes, not so unusual. This is true in every Seder, The matzah which is l'shem chov is nafikomen. But you know what? we have an achilas matzah earlier in the Seder as well for motzi matzah. But what are you going to argue? Wait until later to make the bracha of achilas matzah? That's exactly the application of Rav Chisda la'achar shemile kreisa. Wow, so that's Rashi Shita. It sounds from Rashi and the Rashbam, the Sugya Kuf Yotes, that the Ikar Mitzvah Achilas Matzah is the Kazayis Achron, the Afikoman. But you know what? We have a prior Achila, and since indeed there is a prior Achila at the time of Motzi Matzah, oh, so in such a case, we have no choice but to recite the Bracha at that time. La'achar Shemile Kreis. Wow, that's Rashi, that's the Rashbam. When you look in Tosus already has a suffix. Tosus and Psachim Daf Kukav. Why do we make the bracha of Achilas Matzah on the Kazayis Rishon? Is that because that is the Iker Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and that's the most appropriate time? Or is it similar to Rashi that no, in principle, maybe one would say, let's wait, but that's not a possibility because of La'achar Shemideh Kresa. La'achar Shemideh Kresa. Well, so Tosus has two deos. Rashi and Rashbam sounds very much as though the Iker Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, who is considered to be the Afikomen. Poshub Shat in the Rambam, that's not true at all. You know, you look in the Rambam. Perakei, Perakvav, Perak Zayin, Perakhes. No? The Rambam and Perakei discusses Matzah. The Rambam and Perakvav discusses the Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, Achilas HaKazayis. The Rambam and Perak Zayin discusses Heseva. Where the Rambam writes the Chachila, Heseva should be done for all Achil and Shdia, but minimally the Rambam writes for the Kazayis of Achilas Matzah and the Shdia of Dalakosos. You get to Perek Ches Halachates in the Rambam. All of a sudden the Rambam tells you about Afikomen. It's like amazing. You just read through Perek Hei, Perek Vav, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, no mention of Afikomen whatsoever. You get to the tail end. The Rambam writes, and you know what? And at the very end of the Seder, now we have a practice of eating nafikomen. Poshub Shat in Rambam, I would say almost mafurish, but Poshub Shat in Rambam, that's not the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Nafikomen, where the Rambam writes many prakim later at the very end. The reason I say, because there is an Orach HaShulchan, Tafai and Zayin such a chiddush, that writes the Rambam shittas like Rashi and the Rashbam. The Iker Mitzvah of Matzah is Dafikom. When he has dietary, I will tell you, very difficult. No? The Rambam discusses Matzah in Perakei, Perakvav, Perak Zayin. No mention whatsoever. No? And at the very end, the Rambam, when he describes the Seder, says that, you know what, and there's an additional Kazayis that you eat, Ein Maftir Nach Rapesach Afikom, and in order that, you should have Siluk Achila B'Matzah B'Korban Pesach. No? In order that that's how you should conclude with Achilas Matzah. I would tell you, Poshub Shat, that that's like the Rosh in Arvei Psachim, where that is not the Iker Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, that is just a Zeicher. The Rosh is Mefurish. A Zeicher, the Korban Pesach. A Zeicher, the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is Nechal Al Hasova, the Sugya in Psachim and Daf Ayin, Nechal Hasova, the Machlokas Rishonim. The fact that Korban Pesach is Nechal Hasova, is that a Din D'Oraisa, or is that only a Din D'Rabbanon? Most Rishonim, a din daraisa, a segyachulin kuflam beis, lamashcha legdula, that you have to eat the Korban Pesach, kederek shah malachim ochlim. And therefore, you don't eat it because you're famished, but it's nechal asova. That is the manner in which. And Tosus writes a chiddush. You know why the Korban Pesach is nechal asova? A gzeirid rabbanim ishum, shviras etzim. The Torah tells us you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Why would you break the bones of the Korban Pesach? You know what? Because I'm famished. And all of a sudden, this is all I have to eat. So I'm going to try to consume every morsel. So Tosfos says, no, let's make sure that the Korban Pesach is nechal al hasova. In order that, you know what? That you'll eat the kazayis of the Korban Pesach. And there will be no temptation whatsoever of violating an issur of shviras etzem. Wow. But the Korban Pesach is nechal hasova. So therefore, the Rosh describes, so as the zecher, the Korban Pesach, the achila achrona of Afikomen is nechal alasova, as a zecher ledova. So that's a very, very heavy machlokes. Whereas the sheet of Rashi and the Rashbam, it sounds like, you know what, that is the mitzvah achilas matzah, And the reason you make the bracha earlier is because la'achar shimidei kreisa. The Rosh says la'achar shimidei kreisa, because kazayas rishon is the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And what you're doing at the very end is considered to be a zeichel adavar. And Pashup Shat in the Rambam sheet as well. So therefore, the Rambam Perakei Vav Zayin discusses the kazayas rishon. And the very end, when the Rambam describes to you the Seder, yes, we conclude the Seder with Ein maftir nachra pesach afikomen, and that's considered to be siluk hasuda. But a very fascinating machlokes. Tosus writes the following chiddush, that la'achar shemile kreiso, applies when it comes to mara and karpas, good, a gemara. Rashi and Rashbam, it applies to achilas matzah. So you ready for this? Tosus writes that la'achar shemile kreiso is also relevant in one other place, the mitzvah tkiyah shofar. The mitzvah tkiyah shofar, wow. The Tosus and Daf Kuf Chav. Meaning what? Tosus says the following. If I were to ask, what is the Iker mitzvah tkiyah shofar? Wouldn't you tell me, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, that the Iker mitzvah tkiyah shofar are the tkiyos demiyumat al seder habrachos? Al seder habrachos, the tkiyos, malchias, sichronos, and shofros. That is the Iker HaMitzvah. Well, if that's true, why do you have an earlier set of tkiyah shofar? What is the Gemara answer? La'arvi v'sasatan. We have an earlier set of tkiyos, an earlier set of tkiyos to Meyushav. But if I were to ask you, Tosus says, what is the Iker Mitzvah Shofar? Wouldn't you say the tkiyos to Meyuma? The tkiyos of Seir HaBrachos? And those kolos that we blow earlier are not. But unusual, no? When do we recite the bracha on tkiyah shofar? Before the tkiyos to Meyushav. Even though the Iker Mitzvah Shofar is the tkiyos, which is much later, of Seder HaBracha, tkiyos to Miyumad. You know what Tosa says? La'achar shemile kreisa. La'achar shemile kreisa. No? That's important. No? How do you satisfy your desire? No? So some people satisfy it through achila. No? And others satisfy it through a mitzvah shofar. No? La'achar shemile kreisa. The madrega. La'achar shemile kreisa when it comes to mitzvah shofar. So Tosa writes that's another application as well. There is a Chazanish, where the Chazanish is bothered by what the Chazanish writes, maybe as an apparent steer in Tosus. Because if I go ahead and I ask you, that why is it that we make the bracha when we do when it comes to shofar, Tosus is lachar shemile kreiso. Ooh. But then there's another Tosus, Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, where Tosus is bothered by the following. What exactly are the tkios for malchias, sirchanos, and shofros? What do you blow? What do you blow? Right, many different dayas in Rishama, no? Many different dayas. What is the Seder HaTkios when it comes to the Tkios de Miyuman? Cool. So Tosus quotes the old minhag, and that is that, you know what? They blew differently from Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. They blew differently. They used to blow a Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah for Malchios. And for Zichronos, a Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah. And for Shofros, a Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. Wow. Different kolos from Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So Rabbeinu Tam writes, how in the world? How in the world? You're blowing differently from Malchios? Then for Zichronos, then for Shofros? Mimanoshach, you're not Yotze. When the Torah uses the term Trua, it means a broken sound. I understand there are three possibilities. Shvarim Trua, Shvarim Trua. But you know what? But how can you blow differently for... How is that possible? How is that possible? Akadekach, that Rabbi Natan changed the minute, to blow Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah for Malchias, Sichronos, and for Shofros. Wow. Rabbi Natan threw in two more kolos, no? An extra Trua and an extra Shvarim. Because he would blow Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah, one line, for Malchias, Sichronos, and Shofros. Maybe you'll tell me it's an extraneous kol. And maybe that's somewhat of a hefsek. Oh, you know, Rabbi Natan, you know what? It's better to be chayish for the sveikos than to be chayish for the hefsekos. That was the phrase of Rabbi Natan. I'm more concerned about the suffix of tkiyah shofar than a possibility of hefsek. No? So I'm going to throw in the other call. In other words, according to Rabbi Natan, kolacher is not mafsek. Kolacher is not mafsek. I'll tell you a chiddush, you can think about it. Maybe that's Rabbi Natan, the Shita said. Because Rabbi Yotam's shita is that Shvarim and Shrua is B'shtei Neshimos. B'shtei Neshimos. If it's B'shtei Neshimos, you know what I would tell you? They're different kolos. It's true, you have an additional kol. So Rabbi Yotam says, initial kol is not mafsik. Maybe one could argue, if you hold Shvarim Shrua, it's Neshima Atas. Maybe that's a single kol, in which case, if you have an additional kol b'neshima achas, maybe that's not just simply an additional kol, but maybe that impairs, maybe that corrupts a kol amosif korea, the very kol itself. So I'll tell you, it's not coincidental. Rabbi Natan Shita's kol achas is not mafsik. Rabbi Natan Shita's shram and shu is considered to be b'shtei neshimos. Think about that, no? Ooh, but that's the Rabbi Natan. Wow, wow. We do something completely different, you know. We blow every possibility from Alfiyah, Sarkhmos, and for Shofros, right? That's revolutionary. That means three lines for each. A Tkiya, Shvarim, Shua, Tkiya, Tkiya, Shvarim, Tkiya, Tkiya, Shua, Tkiya, from Alfiyah, and for Sarkhmos, and for Shofros. The old Minutosa says it was one line. You know, Rabbi Natan added two other kolos. We're adding two other lines, right, to the whole Tkiya, Shofar, from Alfiyah, Sarkhmos, and Shofros. Okay. But Rabbi Natan's kasha, that how can you blow differently? How can you blow differently? You know, maybe I would tell you different terutzim. You know what Rav Haigon's teretz is? Such a chiddush that any broken sound, either a shvarim or a trua or a shvarim trua, will fulfill the mitzvah. Will fulfill the mitzvah. Wow. A tki has to be straight, and the trua has to be a broken sound. And you know what? There are various possibilities. Shvarim trua, and you'll be yotzei with any of those options. Wow, such a chiddush of Haigon. Okay, you're yotzei with any option. So therefore, there were certain communities that blew this. There are certain communities that blew that. So you know what? You know what we did? We had a uniform minhag that accounted for every minhag that the communities had. Some were blowing a shvarim, some were blowing a trua, some were blowing a shvarim trua, all are candidates. So you know what we did? We want every minute to be represented. A good achas, no? So everybody's minhag is represented in Tkiya Shofar because you're yotzei. Well, you see, according to Tosafot, certainly not. You're not yotzei with any option. Your only option is the correct one. And this is bidin safek. So how can you blow all different kolos? So you know what Tosafot writes in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel? You don't have to be so concerned. You know why? Because, what, this is the Yitzias Yechavaso Shofar. We're already yotzei the mitzvah Tkiya Shofar. We have the Tkiyas Demiyusha. And in the Tkiyas Demiyushav, we blew every possible combination. We already blew 30 kolos of every possible combination. All we're doing now is linking Shofar with the Seder HaTfilah. So for that linkage, you don't require every possibility. Wow, that's what Tosus writes. Rabbi Natan changed the minute. Tosus writes that, look, we're not relying on this to be Yotzei. We blew 30 kolos. We were yotzei completely. Now we're just talking about an added kium of Tkiya Shofar, which is Aseir Abrachos. For that additional association, for that kium, that's considered to be sufficient. So the Chazon Ish and Kufkav Gimel writes, how does that fit with our Tosus and Kufkav? No? Our Tosus and Kufkav writes that, you know, really we should be reciting the brach on the Tkiyas Demiyumad. Elamai lachar shemile kresa. Bachar Shemile Kresa. You know what that sounds like? That the Bar Mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar is the Tkiya Sal Seder Abrachos, but it's like the Karpas issue, it's like the Motzi Matz issue, and the Chazon Ish writes, but the Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah that what do you mean? That the Bar Mitzvah is the original Tkiyas, and now all we're doing is linking, associating, and for that, the broken sound is considered to be sufficient. Wow, that's the Chazon Ish's kasha. I would even ask the following question. Even without coming on to Tkiya Shofar, you know, you learn Avi Pesachim. You really have to learn Avi Pesachim to get to Kuf Kaf, no? But, okay, some of the Shem are doing Avi Pesachim. You got up to Tzadi Test, no? I hope so. No, that's the, okay? So, you know what? Don't go ahead and be Koveyas an Erev Pesach. And that's not just the typical problem of having a Suda on Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yontif. But realize you're about to sit down and fulfill the mitzvah matzah. And you have to make sure that the matzah is eaten, the Te'avon, with passion and enthusiasm. Oh, Rashi and the Rashbam write that's Hidra Mitzvah. Hidra Mitzvah. Remember the Shurim before Sukkot? Now, Hidra Mitzvah not in Cheftza, but Hidra Mitzvah in Gavra. Gavra. This is not talking about the matzah, but it's talking about the Achilas Matzah. Hidra Mitzvah in terms of Maisa Mitzvah. Not just simply in terms of Cheftza Shal Mitzvah and the whole list that you recall now. No? Of all the Marmakomos of Hidra Mitzvah in Gavra and Maisa Mitzvah. Not in Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. So Rashi and the Rashbam write that, look, you have to make sure that the matzah is nechal teyavon. Nechal teyavon. How does that fit with Kufiyot Esmah Beis? The Ikra mitzvah of matzah is dafikom at the very end, which is nechal asova. And the only reason that we make the bracha earlier is because lachar shemilei kreisa, and now the very beginning of the perek, but realize that that must absolutely be l'teya. How do those two chidushim go together? The Rashi and the Rashbam tei tesim abeis, then Rashi and Rashbam nafkuf yetesim abeis. So I think this is quite important because you know what it indicates? What does lachar shemilei kreisa mean? Lachar shemilei kreisa. Certainly it does not mean, I will tell you the following, that you know what? That the achila rishona or the tkios demiushav are only irishus. Only irishus. The mitzvah will commence later. And what I'm doing now, larvis asatan is not. I will tell you certainly not. If that's true, so how is it that the berachas hamitzvah is recited at that point in time? I would tell you clearly that, you know what? The original achila, of course, is the Shem Chov. Of course, is the Shem Chov. Oh, and that I would tell you salvages the old Nusach of Rashi without changing the Gersa, no? We began, no? Rashi says the achila Rishona, either Ho'il Veh or Achol Pisha'in, no? Why change the Gersa Ho'il Veh? Because Rashi writes that, what do you mean? If the main achila is the Achila, which is Alasova. So how can Rashi say the Kazayis Rishon is Hovil Veh, Baal Hashem Chova? But what do you mean? No, that's not the Chova. You know what the answer is? Baal Shem Shana will tell you in Rashi and Rashbam Sit is the following. That clearly, when a person goes ahead and eats the Kazayis, as the first Kazayis, you are fulfilling the mitzvah, Barotoch Lamatzos. When a person hears the Tekiah Shofar of Miyushav, and you're blowing all the combinations, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Yom Tri Elachem. That is fulfilled. You know what the chiddush of the Lachar Shemilei Kreisa was as follows. Not that, you know, that somehow that the first opportunity too is like only casual. Amili de Rishus. It's for some other reason, the Arvas HaSatan, but not the mitzvah of Shofar. Of course, that's the kiyum of Shofar. Of course, that's mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. But you know what the chiddush is as follows. It ain't no chinami. But I'm going to hear the shofar again. And I'm going to hear the shofar al seder abrachos. I'm going to need additional kazayis. And that additional kazayis is going to be nechal asova. You know what the chiddush is? That all of that is bechalal hamitzvah. All of that is bechalal hamitzvah. It's not that, you know what, that the mitzvah is limited to the kazayis achra. Or that the mitzvah is limited to the Kazayis Rishon. That, you know what, Enochinam, if you'll ask me minimally for Yetzias Tadei Chavasa, I will tell you you're right. You heard the first 30 kolos, Yetzias Tadei Chavasa. But you know what? Now, continue. Don't leave shul. Be there for the tkios, which is Al Seder HaBrachos. And you know what? That will be the mitzvah B'Shlemusa. That will be the mitzvah B'Shlemusa. And therefore, it's not a steer to assume that the Kazayis Rishon, of course, has to be L'Teyavah, huh? But at the same time, the Kazayis Achron is Baal Hashem Chova. It's not a steer to assume the same Lamdos when it comes to Shofar. And maybe that's the resolution to the Tutosis. That's something which is clear. Even though, as Yotze, the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar, that you know what, but yes, that there's an expanded kiyum of. And that expanded kiyum would continue, as opposed to arguing that, you know what, me ikar hadin, once you have the first attempt, you're done. No. The first attempt is the beginning of. But the entire series of tkios, the entire achilas matzah is considered to be bichlal hakiyum. And with this in mind, I would point out the following. There is a Tosus Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, where Tosus discusses Baltosif. Where Tosus is bothered by the following. You know what? That when it comes to these mitzvahs, shofar, lulav, matzah, we do much, much more than necessary. Much, much more than necessary. Imagine a handful of kolos is all you need, and we're blowing mea kolos. Imagine all you need is a kazayis matzah, and we're eating a kazayis motzi matzah, and korech, and then afikomen. Oh, when it comes to our sugya psachim davzayin, midag benofek bay, you pick up the dalid minim yotze, and that's why the brach is al and not li. And all of a sudden, what do you mean? But beyond. No. Nanuim, Hoshanos, Sukkah Membeis, Anshei Rishalayim. We do so much more than the simple, dry Kiyum HaMitzvah. So Tosus is bothered. Why isn't that Baltosi? Tosus gives one answer. Rashba gives another answer. Maybe they're not necessarily disagreeing with each other. Right? Food for thought. Tosus writes the following. No, you're not understanding Baltosif properly. Baltosif means that you alter. You alter a mitzvah. You altered a mitzvah. Birchas Kohanim with a foreign bracha. Dalid Minim now with a fifth min, which is a foreign min. Tosus says, Yisol, asiyas mitzvah pamayim is not Baltosif. Repetition is not called Baltosif. Baltosif means that somehow, all of a sudden, that you change, you alter. So, that's not. If a Kohen Duchen's a different minyanim, that's not Baltosif. The Ritvan Daf Lamed Aleph and Sukkah. To introduce a foreign bracha, that's Baltosif. That's what Tosus writes. The Rashba writes, you can take a look in detail, the Rashba writes that, what do you mean? By essence, by definition, if the Chachamim say that this is what you must do, that's Baltosif. There's a mitzvah daraisa, a mitzvah yishmol l'divrei Chachamim. So if I listen to the instruction of the Chachamim, that's Baltosif. That's not adding to. That's what the Torah insists. So if the Chachamim said that, you know what, you should have tkius d'miyushav, tkius d'miyuma, that's not Baltosif. That is what the Torah demands. Chassidina discusses, maybe there's no machlokes. Maybe both are true. Maybe both indeed are true. A takana drabana is not baltosif when it's properly observed. And a siyas mitzvah is not considered baltosif. But I'll tell you the following chiddush. This is something explicit, many achronim. I think you can read it into many rishonim as well, but very explicit. I'll tell you, take a look at the Netziv in several places. The Netziv writes this time and time again. The Netziv there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, the Netziv in Pesachim Daf Lamates, the Netziv in Shultos and Nun Gimel. This is also a Levush, Menchas Chinuch, Tav Nun Dalet. Let me ask you the following. The Torah tells me that, you know, the Lel Seder is the Zman of Achilas Matzah. Is it really appropriate to say that, you know what that means? A kazayis. And that's it. And everything else is not. Everything else, okay, maybe, you know what? Maybe that's a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Maybe that's a zeichel of Karban Pesach. The mitzvah of shofar is a handful of kolos. And everything else is just an embellishment. Is that really true? Or could one possibly argue as follows? What do you mean? Now, there's a Mabit in Kiryas Sefer. Perek Aleph of Chus Kriyash. The Mabit's father by the father. Safek Kara Kriyash Ma Safek Lo Kara. Makolkes, Nashim Abelozer, Rafas Kapala. We paskin Kriyash Ma Daraisa. So So you know what the Rambam writes about that? You know what Chosef HaKori means? All three parshas. Lechemishna is already bothered. Are all three parshas Daraisa? Maybe I would argue yes. That's the Rambam Shita. All three parshas are Daraisa. That's not Lechemishna, right? The Rambam agrees that Pasuk Rishon is Daraisa. Lechemishna writes the following. Okay, but you know what? Once you have to repeat the first Pasuk, the Chachamim said, repeat Kriya Shema Netzentayim. You have to repeat anyway, because Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. Once you pass the Sveika Daraisa L'chumra, so perform the mitzvah, Mishnah Musa. Even for the Mili D'Rabbanan as well. We discussed this earlier, no? And Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, that's Lechemishna. The Mabit writes the following Kiddush. Then no. Maybe the Rambam Shita is that, you know what? Your Yod Sidei Chavasa of the Mitzvah Kriya Shal Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim with a single Pasuk. You know, but I don't just recite a single Pasuk. You know what? I recite the Parsha Rishon, the Parsha Shmiah. I elaborate on Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim, the Avas Hashem. I state explicitly the Kabbalos HaMitzvahs. That's not Bichlal HaMitzvah. That's only Drabanan. Isn't that considered to be part of the Miskeres HaMitzvah Midaraisa? You know, imagine, for example, I will tell you, the Rambam Shita, Sefer Mitzvah Mitzvah, hey, the Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Hilchos Tefillah, Mitzvah Seidi Spala B'chol Yom. A Mitzvah Daraisa of Davening. So I ask you the following, what do I have to say? You know what the answer is? Very little. Very little. Maybe, you need Sherev Bakash and Hoda, maybe. You know, Magen Avram, Simin Kuvav. You don't need that Midaraisa. A Tefillah Kol Dehu is enough. You know? That's how the Magen Avram explains women fulfilling their Chiyuv of Tefillah. Maybe a Chiyuv Kol Dehu is enough. Okay, so let's assume there's a minimal Shir of Tefillah. And I see you. Wow, you know what? You're on time, right? You're Yoshivu Mitzape. You're early for davening, chilling off only after davening's over. Like, you know, all that's only a dinder rabbanon. That's not a avodah shebelev. If I were to tell you, minimally, maybe this is all you need. But yeah, that's really true, that when a person davens in a more comprehensive way, daraisa rabbanon, that's like compartmentalized. You know what? You know what I would tell you? The tefillah's seamless. Isn't that... It wasn't all necessary midaraisa, but it's not bichlal mitzvah. Really? That's the chiddush the Mabit writes when it comes to Kriya Shema. When a person recites all Gimel Parshios, you know what? All of that is bichlal mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim is just like the first pasuk, and everything else is only dinder abanon. All of that is bichlal. Whether it's a nusach of Kriya Shema, or a nusach of Berchas HaMazon, a nusach of Tefillah, all that is Bechlala. And then it writes the following, Vavu Dekulam Chagiga. A person is mafrish 10 animals for a carbon chagiga nyantiv. Guess what? They all have the status of a carbon chagiga. And they're all dochi yantiv. I wouldn't just treat that as the Dharma Nadavos. Is it necessary? No, it's not necessary. But it's all Bechlal HaMitzvah. You'll ask me, how many defanos do I need when it comes to the sukkah? So I'm going to tell you, you know what? Two plus. But Rov Rishonim, the Tosus and Sukkot Av Testament Aleph. But you know what? You make your sukkah with four defanos. Chal Shem Shamayim ala sukkah is only for two plus, not for all four. Rov Rishonim assume, not like a Chiddush Rabbi Yotam, then what do you mean? This is a Chetzer Shel Sukkah? And Midaraisa, Chal Shem Shamayim ala sukkah is entire. You didn't need a third complete dolphin. You didn't need a fourth dolphin. That's true. But isn't that all Bechlal HaMitzvah? You know, that's all Bechlal HaMitzvah. You know what? That I like you, so I'm going to sit you in the Sukkah Daraisa. Am I going to sit you in the Sukkah Darabanan? No, that I don't need. Is that really true? Part of my Sukkah is Chal Shem Shamayim. Another part of the Sukkah is not Chal Shem Shamayim. That's only Huxel HaMitzvah, so. All that is Bechlal HaMitzvah. Whether it's Kriya Shema, whether it's Tefillah, the Mabit writes the following parallel, Lani Asdaiti, I would disagree with the parallel. The Mabit writes, Kriya Shema, beautiful. The Mabit writes, isn't this true when it comes to Talmud Torah? You're going to tell me, you know what? Ooh, brachos not at heim, and brachos sarites. And the daram daches, that maybe in some shape or form, but not really, I could be yotze talmud Torah minimally. Ibay patar nafshir kir shachos arvis. But you mean to say when a person has hours a day, that's not the... I don't like that much. No? Because talmud Torah, every yos, now, is a brand new mitzvah. A brand new mitzvah. That's not really an example of an enhancement of, an enhancement of. That I would tell you that, what do you mean? Every os, the gon, a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. A mitzvah b'fnei atzma. This chiddush is a little bit different. There's one mitzvah of kriya shema, kabbalah sa malchus shemayim, but you know, when I recite all three parshios, that is the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. Talmud Torah, I would tell you, Talmud Torah, what do you mean that every event, every opportunity, every limud is wondrous? No, that's a separate kiyum. Separate key. Even if you disagree with the chiddush of the enhancement, the embellishment, Talmud Torah clear. Talmud Torah clear. But wow, that's what the Mavid writes when it comes to Kriya Shema. That's what the Nisiv writes when it comes to these aspects as well. Chagiga, Sukkah, Tefillah, Berchas HaMazon, all that is considered to be Bechlam. Well. One could even go a step further. How does the Torah describe Rosh Hashanah? Yom Teruah is just a reference to a handful of tekiyos. Doesn't Yom Teruah sound as though it's a day which is replete with shofar? Huh? When it comes to the Levin Esther, the Torah tells us, "Lekavtem b'pim arishon." So maybe you'll ask me, what is the minimal ma'is netilah? So maybe I'll answer, ooh, the sugya that we're learning, Pesachim Tavzayin, no? Midavin Afikben. But when I speak about Lakach Tanim Yishon, that's all, pick and put down. Doesn't that seem to indicate that there's a broader, that the day of Sukkot is invested with? Sukkot of Amadei is like Anshe Yerushalayim, no? Netila Sulev Kol Hayom. You'll tell me, that's a little difficult for me. You know, Kol Hayom, but is there a minimal? I'm going to tell you, yeah, there is a minimal shear. There is a minimal shir of Hamayis and Atila, but isn't it obvious that me'aver the Yetzias Nechavasa, that's the mitzvah? And what would you tell me about the Erev Toch Lamatzas? A Kazayis. That's all you need. And everything above and beyond that is not part of the mitzvah of Erev Toch Lamatzas. That's not part of the mitzvah B'Shnemusa. Even if you tell me, you know what, that there is a minimal shir, maybe there's a minimal shir for tefillah, or for the Defanos of Sukkah, or Korban Chagiga, or Kriyashma, or Birchas HaMazon. But me'ever the Yetzias Chavasa, that's detached. That's not considered to be Bechlal HaMitzvah. That, I would tell you, is Bechlal HaMitzvah, not the Rabbanan. That's Bechlal HaMitzvah, Leo Daraisa. But that's a Yom Teruah. That's a Yom Teruah Lechem. So you can have Mea Kolos, Kenegadim Sisra, but realize, each and every call is part of the kiyum of Yom Teruah Lechem. It's not just merely that, you know, this is the Tekiyah Daraisa and everything else is detached. That's a Kiddush that the Maral writes in the Gvuras Hashem in Perek Menches, that all the Matzah is Bechlam. All the Matzah is Bechlam. And the Maral writes the following Kiddush, that you know what? All Achilas Matzah, the Maral demands Hesema. Demands Haseba. I'm only going to do Haseba for the first Kazayas. And everything else that I'm going to eat out without Haseba. Without it. What do you mean? All of the Achilas Matzah is Bichlal HaMitzvah. And Psachim Kuvches. Matzah requires Haseba. You're right. Kuvches. Shamish. You're on the run. You're a waiter. You can hardly do Haseba. So if you're going to ask me what is the minimal shear, Hashem, Hashem, Kazayis Matzah, Kishumei Shavyotza. But when a person is sitting and eating Kazayisim, you're going to say, no, that's not necessary. You already did Haseber for one Kazayis, why bother doing it beyond? That's the Chiddush morale, that all Achilas Matzah is Bechlal HaMitzvah. And if Matzah demands Haseber, that's true of each and every Kazayis, not just simply a Kazayis of Yetzias Rechavasa. Not so simple, that the morale just ends and Bechim Pirush HaRambam. That's clear from the Rambam. Not so clear what he's referring to. Not so clear what he's referring to. There is a Rambam that you know about, Haseba, no? You know what the Rambam Shitas Haseba is? Haseba is not limited to matzah. It's not limited to the Kazayas Yishna matzah. The Rambam writes, the Rambam places the Din Haseba per Zayin of Chametz Matzah, meaning, that it's part of the broader mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you know what the Rambam Shita is? Like the Maral, in a sense, that Haseba is not limited to the Kazayas Yishna, but it expands to, you know what the Rambam writes? It applies to all Achil and Shtiyah. All Achil and Shtiyah. Right? You think sometimes it's hard eating matzah? Be'aseba, try having your soup with the seba. No, the Rambam writes, your soup. Not everything, no? Everything demands a seba. That's not the chiddush of the Mara, no? The Rambam's chiddush is that a seba is part of the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore it applies to the appetizer, it applies to the dessert, it applies to the soup, it applies to everything. Shara chilun shtiyah. That's the mitzvah nubchar. Wow. Pisan briskarav, no? The morale is saying, no, it applies to every kazayas ha'atzah, because every kazayas is going to be a chol ha-mitzvah. So it's not so clear what the morale is referring to when the morale says chin pirish aram. It's normally assumed that that's the Rambam that it's referring to, but that's not so simple. The Rambam that Ha'achal kazayis yatzah, that's what it's referring to. The fact that the Rambam is using that phrase, that if you eat a kazayis or yotzeh, that seems to indicate your yotzeh, but the mitzvah mevachar is more, I wouldn't say that's the strongest. I'll tell you a chiddush, I think it's referring to another Rambam, no? Perakei lachachaf in Chametz Matzah, where the Rambam writes the following, you have to have lechem only. You can't have matzah shira. So you know what I would have said when you're fulfilling the mitzvah, hilas matzah, make sure that you have the kazayis, which is lechem oni. You know what the Rambam writes? That the halacha of lechem oni matzah shir applies to all achilas matzah. All achilas matzah. The entire day. Magid Mishnah writes, not the entire day, exactly the night. Any achilas matzah the night, it is only lechem oni, not matzah shir. Well, Chumrah, the Rambam Shita, no? Any matzah that you eat, not because of a chametz issue, but because of lechem oni. But lechem oni for any matzah that you eat the entire night, where did that come from exactly? I would suggest, that's the Rambam, that any achilas matzah is bechlal hamitzvah. And therefore it's governed by halacha of lechem oni. Maybe that's the Rambam the Rambam is referring to. But it's a fascinating chiddush. That you can ask me that minimally what is necessary, okay, but above and beyond, that's detached, that's not bichlal ha-mitzvah, midaraisa, that's all bichlal ha-mitzvah. That's sukkah, kriyashma, birchas ha-mazon, tefillah, and I would say especially in those three, when you're dealing with lulav or shofar or matzah, where the pasuk seems to describe the day, not just simply the act. Not Yom Teruah sounds like Yom Teruah. No, but Erev Tov L'Matzah sounds like a laila that is invested in Achilas Matzah. And therefore I'll tell you, yeah, that's the Rashi's Ho'il Veh. Eino Chinami. You know, Yitzias Rechavasa with the Kazayis Rishon. Yeah, but realize, the Afikoman is still Baal Hashem Chovah. All that is considered to be Bechlal. And the same issue when it comes to Tekiyos Demiyushim and Tekiyos Demiyumad. And it's not a stira to assume that the matzah is Nechal HaSov and the same time the Kazayis Rishon is Lateyavah. Because all is considered to be right, Bechlal HaMitzvah. That's the character, the nature of the day itself. Not just simply right, a prescribed or circumscribed act of Achilas HaKazayis. And therefore, I will tell you, Baal Tosif, that's the essence of the mitzvah. It's not Baal Tosif to afford the funnels near Sukkah. And it's not Baal Tosif to recite three parshas of Kriya Shema. And it's not Baal Tosif to have multiple kazaisim or an abundance of tkios or an expanded netilah, because that's the essence of the nature of that Kedusha Sayom. And perhaps that's the chiddush that Enoch and Ami, that Rashi and the Rashbam are highlighting. the role of the Afikoman Daraisa, even though you're Yotzi Dechavasa with the Kazayis Rishon, the role Midaraisa, Kyashofer Oseder Abrachos, even though that one could be Yotzi Dechavasa with Tkiyos Adar Miyusha, because that's the nature of the Shofar, the Achilas Matzah, the Mitzvah Snatila, that it should be something which invests and informs that entire aspect of the Kedusha Seyam. So this is the privilege that we have of the Lel Seder, not merely circumscribed opportunities to fulfill a limited Maisa Mitzvah, but to invest, right, the Lel Seder with the Mitzvah Salayla, or the Mitzvah Salayla is so important, not only in terms of the Mitzvah, but even in terms of the obligation of the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bavur Zeh, B'shosh Sheish Matzah Morah, Munachim Lefanecha. Right? Take the time. Learn the Sugya as well. Right? Prepare very, very well. Venture to say that your mother, those in the Kolo, your wife is probably spending weeks preparing for Pesach, no? So you have to spend weeks preparing for Pesach, no? If you're not helping physically preparing now for Pesach, but you know what? Preparing for the mindset. The mindset of it requires hachana. You don't just get there at the Seder and say, okay, what do I do now? Or what do I speak about now? Or how is it that I elevate and have a Seder that's inspirational? You know, it requires hachana. So, Shloshim Yom Kom Nachag, Nan, especially Rosh Shimon Gamliel after Rosh Chodesh. Invest, you know, you're going to be at the Seder with your Mishpacha. You know, I want you to shine. Shine as a Ben Torah. Don't just simply, you know, look at the clock and see, is it Chatzos, is it not Chatzos? Of course it's not yet Chatzos, no? You have to make sure, but see to it that the Seder is uplifting, that you eat the matzah l'teyavu, that you recognize that the privilege that we have is not just simply Yetzias Rechavas, but that's ultimate, our eternity, to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Esek HaTorah, through the Mitzvah HaTorah, to be able to Bezras Hashem experience and be mitzapeh liyishu.